in the heart of an ancient forest, where the trees whispered secrets of a bygone era, there lay a mystery veiled in the mist of legends. Tonight's tale embarks on an extraordinary journey, a story intertwined with magic, honor, and a creature so majestic, its very existence blurs the line between reality and myth. This creature is none other than the Kilin, a divine being said to appear with the arrival of a benevolent ruler or the birth of a great sage. But before we delve into the heart of our story, let us set the stage for an adventure that begins on a night like no other. The moon hung low, casting silvery beams through the dense canopy of the ancient forest, painting shadows that danced with the gentle breeze. The air was thick with anticipation, as if the forest itself held its breath, awaiting the moment that would change everything. Li Hua, a young scholar known for her boundless curiosity and unwavering courage, had ventured into the depths of the forest, guided by tales of a creature of pure benevolence. Her voice, laced with excitement, broke the silence.
Could it be true? Could the Kilin really exist?
Her companion, a seasoned hunter named Chen, known for his bravery and unmatched skill, responded with a mixture of skepticism and awe. He had seen many things in his life, but the prospect of encountering a Kilin was beyond his wildest dreams.
Li Hua, legends are often born from whispers of truth, but to seek the Kilin is to chase a shadow. Yet here we are, drawn by the hope of witnessing a miracle.
Li Hua smiled, her determination unwavering. She knew the risks, but the chance to see a creature of peace and purity was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity she could not resist.
Think of it, Chen, to see with our own eyes a being of such ancient divinity. It's worth every step, every danger.
Chen couldn't help but admire her spirit. He nodded, acknowledging her passion and the journey they had embarked upon together.
Then let us proceed with caution and respect. The Kilin is said to tread lightly, harming not even a blade of grass underfoot. We must do the same, honoring the balance of nature as we go.
As they ventured deeper, the forest seemed to come alive, with nocturnal creatures observing them from the shadows. Li Hua's heart raced with anticipation, and Chen's senses were on high alert, both equally aware that they were about to tread into the realm of the extraordinary. Suddenly, a gentle light emanated from a clearing ahead, its glow ethereal, unlike anything they had ever seen. Li Hua's eyes widened with wonder, and Chen instinctively reached for his bow, only to let his hand fall to his side, realizing that no harm would come their way.
Chen, look!
Before them stood the Kilin, its presence awe-inspiring. Its scales shimmered with the hues of the heavens, and its mane flowed like liquid gold. The creature's eyes, deep and knowing, held them in a gaze that spoke of wisdom beyond time. Chen, normally fearless, found himself humbled in the presence of such purity. His voice, filled with reverence, barely rose above a whisper.
We are blessed, Li Hua, the Kilin. It's more magnificent than I ever imagined.
The Kilin approached them slowly, each step a testament to its grace. Then, in a voice that resonated with the harmony of the natural world, it spoke. Its voice was gentle, yet carried the strength of the ages.
Li Hua, Chen, your hearts are true, and your intentions pure. You have sought me not for greed or fame, but for understanding and wisdom.
Li Hua, overwhelmed by emotion, responded with a voice trembling with awe.
O noble Kilin, your appearance signifies hope and peace. What wisdom can you share with us, humble seekers?
The Kilin regarded them with kind eyes, a soft light radiating from its being.
The greatest strength lies in gentleness, and true power is found in kindness. Remember, harmony between all beings fosters the balance that sustains the world. Seek to be a beacon of this truth, and you will lead others to the light.
With these words, the Kilin bestowed upon them a blessing, a warmth that filled their souls with an unspoken understanding. And just as quietly as it had appeared, the creature turned, its form slowly fading into the night, leaving behind a trail of luminescent steps that soon vanished into the air. Li Hua and Chen stood in silence, the weight of the encounter settling in their hearts. They knew that this moment was not the end but the beginning of a journey that would lead them down paths of enlightenment and compassion. As they made their way back through the forest, the first light of dawn began to pierce the night sky, painting the world in hues of hope and renewal. They walked side by side, their spirits forever changed by the encounter with the divine Keelan, a reminder of the purity and peace that exists in the world, waiting to be discovered by those who seek it with a true heart. Following the enchanting encounter with the Keelan, as recounted in our introduction, let us delve deeper into the essence of this celestial being. The Keelan, or Kirin in some cultures, is a creature that transcends the mere fabric of mythology, embodying the virtues of benevolence, purity, and justice. This mythical being has its roots deeply embedded in the ancient mythologies of East Asia, particularly within Chinese culture. It's considered one of the most auspicious creatures, often associated with the arrival of a sage or the birth of a great leader. The origins of the Keelan myth are shrouded in antiquity, with references dating back to the 5th century BCE. This mythical creature is believed to possess the power to discern between good and evil, rewarding the righteous and punishing the wicked. The Keelan's appearance is said to herald eras of prosperity and peace, making it a symbol of harmony and balance in the natural world. The Keelan is not merely a figment of imagination, but a reflection of the values and aspirations of the cultures that revere it. It's a composite creature, often described as having the body of a deer, the tail of an ox, hooves like a horse, and a head resembling a dragon, symbolizing the amalgamation of various aspects of nature. Despite its fearsome appearance, the Keelan is known for its gentle disposition, moving with such grace that it does not disturb a single blade of grass and preferring to avoid conflict. It's said that the Keelan only appears in places ruled by a wise and just leader or in teams of peace and prosperity. The creature's diet is as pure as its heart, feasting only on plants that are imbued with magical properties. The Keelan's visage is a mesmerizing blend of contradictions, combining the strength of a beast with the serenity of a divine guardian. Its scales glisten in the sunlight, reflecting a spectrum of colors that shift with the creature's movements. Flames gently envelop its hooves, leaving no marks on the earth as it passes. The Keelan's eyes, deep and wise, sparkle with an otherworldly light, capable of seeing through the very soul of a person. Its mane flows like liquid fire, an aura of majesty and grace emanating from every strand. This majestic creature exudes an air of noble calm, its presence alone inspiring awe and reverence in all who behold it. Among the myriad of tales surrounding the Keelan, one story stands out for its significance and moral depth. It is the tale of the Keelan bringing a scroll to the family of Confucius, predicting the birth of the great sage. According to legend, on the eve of Confucius's birth, a Keelan emerged from the forest and approached the family home. In its mouth, it held a jade scroll inscribed with words that foretold the arrival of a child who would become a paragon of wisdom and virtue. The Keelan, recognizing the profound moral integrity and future contributions of Confucius to the principles of justice, harmony, and filial piety, chose to announce his impending birth. This event signified not only the auspicious nature of Confucius's arrival, but also underscored the Keelan's role as a harbinger of benevolent leaders and sages. The story of the Keelan and Confucius encapsulates the creature's association with the highest ideals of morality and leadership, serving as a beacon of hope and a guide for human conduct. The symbolism of the Keelan extends far beyond the tales and legends. It invites us to contemplate the values of kindness, justice, and harmony in our own lives. The Keelan's gentle nature, despite its powerful appearance, reminds us that true strength lies in compassion and moral integrity. As we reflect on the story of the Keelan heralding the birth of Confucius, we are reminded of the impact that wisdom and ethical leadership can have on the world. What qualities of leadership do we value in today's society? How can we embody the virtues represented by the Keelan in our daily lives to foster a more harmonious and just world? These questions encourage us to look within and evaluate our actions and intentions, inspiring us to be agents of positive change in our communities. Unlock the mysteries of myths and legends with the Mythical Podcast. With new episodes available every other day, follow or subscribe on your favorite platform to never miss a tale. Share your feedback, insights, or the myths and legends you're curious about. Your suggestions light the path we travel together. Thank you for listening to the Mythical Podcast. Until next time.